Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Bless His holy name. All we want to do is be with the Most High and each other. And this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And my name is Yamsuf Arif. And you may be wondering, Yamsuf Arif, what is this Real Talk for Real People show about? It's a study environment. A study environment that you can quietly learn without any controversy and contention. In this environment, we offer you a study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, an intelligent study, an accurate study, contamination study, but a critical analysis and an assessment. And why, may you ask, and why are we doing this with all these so-called religions? That's the problem. These so-called religions are not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Virtually, what they've done is took bits and pieces of him, and they have made their own religions and idolatry and so on and so forth, not study him in his complete context and environment. So we try to offer you that quiet moment, just like a library. Quiet moments, not moments of a contention and so on and so forth. A quiet moment so you can be meditative, so you can meditate on the word of Yah without any contention. We're duty-bound and morally obligated to offer these studies in that manner, and with one another, because what's important in these studies is not Yamsuf Arif. What's important in these studies is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, you, because it's important without any hostile environment for you to get this right. So you don't have to be distracted. And we're morally obligated and duty-bound to do that in your regard when we provide these studies to you. That is our aim. That is our goal. To do the studies in a learning environment, not a hostile. Not arguing, fussing, and fighting while you're being distracted from the source of the context of the subject matter, so you can glean all you can from these studies. We would be negligent if we did any less in your regard, because it is the most historical study you will ever study in your life. Not only is it of its historical value, but the value it offers you today in your contemporary lives. So you need to get this right. You need a good environment. You need a good subject matter, which is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and his nation, and other nations, as far as that is concerned. And you need these moments you can meditate as we're studying together. We aim to do that. We will do that. We have no other alternative but to do that. And you may be wondering, Yamsu, who is the we you're making reference to? Brother Cartrell from New York City. So sadly, I'm from New York City. And yours truly. And you may wonder who they are. I tell you this, what I know about them. From my perspective, they are humble. They are not arrogant. They are not seeking self-adulation or self-reward. They're seeking the gold of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and that alone. And they love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters as themselves, and other nations too, based upon their studies, our studies. So let me introduce them to you. Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Family, and all praises and glory to Yah. And as always, it's good to be back and glad to be back with all of us here. May y'all praise keep y'all. On blessing us.
Praise y'all, Sister Judy. It's good to have you back, sis.
You mean Sister Abia?
Okay. I'm sorry. Sister Abia.
That's okay.
You know my thinking's broke. You know I have some things on my mind.
We all slip sometimes.
Yeah, well, some things you got to do. You don't want to do it, but something, unfortunately, you're placed in a predicament, and you're not happy about it, but that's quality of leadership, doing things that you find distasteful, but unfortunately, urgently needed to maintain a proper environment. Now, Katria from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
So, shalom, family. Bless y'all, oh my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. It's good to be back. Good to hear your voices. And everything you said is worth a ton of gold. We're not here to extol ourselves, but to learn more and more about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Exactly.
So I'm here. I'm a student. I'm learning. And like, I've been through kung fu, karate classes, and the more you repeat things, the more you get to know, the more you get to master. So I'm not that far gone. Yeah, I think I know it all. I'm here studying, trying to get stronger and stronger in the word of the Most High. All praise to the Holy One.
Praise God. And you said a mouthful there, brother. Thank you very much. Well, let's become proficient. We've concluded Amos, and now we're on Prophet Obadiah. He had only one chapter, but it's really in this
What you call him?
Obadiah. That's what you said, right?
Obadiah. In Hebrew, Obadiah.
Okay, Obadiah.
Obadiah. Yes.
Thank you, Katria.
And you know what it means?
Servant
of Yah.
Right.
That's what we all should be. Ovad Yah. We should all be servants of the Most High. Because that's
praise
what I am. I'm just a servant.
You and I both. And I
yes,
imagine
sir.
That I know of Sister Abia. She's one too.
Right.
Yeah. So I know this chapter may appear to be short with you. But this chapter does address one certain issue. That's our brother Esau Edom. And it's power pack. It infused with a lot of information in regards to our brother Edom. How his treachery against us while we were under attack. And not only that, sitting on the sidelines, running behind us to catch us, sometimes kill us, sometimes sell us on down the road. But there's never a moment when treachery is acceptable among family in any sense of the word. Treachery. And that's in any semblance. Let me repeat that again. And some of us need to learn this. And it's treacherous sometimes the way we treat one another. And we're family. But there is not a moment in the public realm is it ever accepted to use treacherous action against your brothers and our sisters. Sometimes it's best to keep your mouth closed if you got a bone to pick. There's a time and place for everything, as King Solomon said, and it's true. But in the case of this, in this historical setting, you know, you have TNT, you have nitroglycerin, you have nuclear warheads. This chapter is like a new. It don't need a whole lot of words, but the impact that it had, it will have, it had and will continue to have on Edom. It ain't over yet for them. There's never a moment to be treacherous. Sometimes leave them alone. You can't deal with them. But there's never a moment to sell them out, especially in public venue, especially how we do it on food book, and so on and so forth. Never a fine moment. Let's study, y'all.
So, now, Sue, before you say before we get started, have you ever heard of the term predestination, predestiny?
Yes, I heard.
And a lot of people don't believe that there's a certain thing called predestination. Your destiny is already set.
Yes. The Most High says, in regards to our brother, their destiny is already set in stone.
But within your preset destiny, you have free will and free choice.
Right.
Because you can remain evil or good.
Exactly.
And if you choose good, guess what? You can change your destiny.
Yeah. That's true. You have a say so in the matter. You can go along to get along like everybody else doing. Or you can get off the highway of madness. So no, this ain't right. This ain't right. I can't do this anymore.
So everybody has a predestined future. And your predestined future is based on a choice that you make, whether good or evil.
Exactly.
Because prophecy spells out what's going to happen. Prophecy coming from the Most High, knows the choice that you're going to make. Can you change that? It's possible. Just like the future that Yah has for his nation, Israel. Can we change it? We could change it. But it ain't going to be for good if you try to change it. You want to be on a side where Yah is going to bless us. And that's our destiny. Whether nations want it to happen or not, whether we want it to happen to or not, we have the choice to do good or do evil, and our destiny is already set, whether for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sue, you still there? Can't hear you, Yom Su. I just want to throw that in there.
You think that he got knocked off?
Oh, no. He probably did.
Let's give him a few more, some little time to make it back on. He'll find a way to plug in some kind of way.
Yeah, it's been a while since the FBI boys, the Alphabet boys, been messing with this channel. And they pretty much got their hands full investigating Donald Trump, investigating January 6th, the attack on the Capitol. I don't think they got too much time to mess with the Israelites.
Well, they'll find somebody to make time for them, for sure.
Yeah, somebody watching them, somebody looking at us.
Let me see if I can text him. Unless he on mute, like you said, and don't know. Let me see if I can reach him, Brother Cartier. Hold on.
I see.
Hello?
Yeah, Sue.
Yeah. Brother Costa?
Yes.
He said, so you could start and he'll catch up. He did get knocked off.
Okay. So we're in the book of Obadiah, right?
Not sure enough.
And verse 1, chapter 1, the only chapter in the book of Obadiah, He has a vision, the vision of Ovadia. This is what Yah says about Edom. Edom is our big brother. Edom is the firstborn. Edom got beef with his brother Jacob because Jacob got the blessing of the firstborn. And our big brother Edom swore that he would go to war with his younger brother Jacob because he sold his birthright. So this story is very familiar. Everybody know about Cain and Abel. Cain was Abel's big brother. And Cain, the big brother, kills his little brother Abel. And it's almost the same scenario with Edom and Jacob, because Esau, or Edom, is the big brother of Jacob. And he felt that he got swindled out of his firstborn portion, but it was on him. This is what Yah says about Edom. We have heard news from Yah. An ambassador is sent from among the nations, saying, arise, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made you small among the nations. Our brother Esau is small. He doesn't multiply. He's not fruitful like his brother Jacob. You are greatly despised, and people hate our brother Esau, Edom. They call it anti-Semitism, and they will rise up anytime they feel somebody hates them. The pride of your heart has deceived you. So pride, people have pride. The Most High said, if you have pride in your heart, it's deceptive. You who dwell in the clefts of the rocks, whose habitation is high, who say in his heart, who will bring me down to the ground? And our brother Esau lives in the fat places of the earth. He is among the richest people on the planet. And because of his wealth, he wields power. And in his mind, what is he saying? Who will bring me down to the ground? Though you mount on high as the eagle, and the eagle is a symbol of the Roman Empire, which Edom, our brother, is the head of the Roman Empire. We know we're under the Greco-Roman Empire, but our brother Esau, his symbol is the eagle because he lives by the sword. And though your nest is set among the stars, we know the Greco-Roman Empire, they're trying to get into the heavens. No, they're not trying. They shoot rocket ships up there. They're trying to go to the moon and Mars. Y'all see, even though y'all do that, you're trying to set your nest amongst the stars. You want to build space stations on the moon and on Mars and go beyond the solar system. Even if you do that, Yah says, I will bring you down from there. Even though you get to Mars, even though you get to the moon, Yah said, I'm going to bring you down from there. And if you look at NASA, the United States Space Program, you will see that eagle. You will see that eagle, the eagle landing on the moon. All right. I will bring you down from there, says Yah. If thieves came to you, if robbers by night, oh, what disaster awaits you, big brother Esau. Wouldn't they only steal until they had enough? That's what a thief does. You've seen break-in robberies. You've seen people smash jewelry stores. They break in, they take what they want, and they get out, right? Until they had enough. If grape pickers came to you, wouldn't they leave some gleaning of grapes? If you go into somebody's vineyard, you can't pick every grape that's in the vineyard. That's what y'all saying. How Esau will be ransacked. How his hidden treasures are sought out. Yeah, he's among the richest people on the planet Earth. The Rothschilds, the DuPonts, the Rockefellers. How Esau will be ransacked. How his hidden treasures are sought out. All the men of your alliance have brought you on your own way, even to the border. When you look at the nation of Israel, who Esau claims that he is, he's Israel, he's surrounded by enemies, the Iranians, the Saudi Arabians, the Palestinians. He's surrounded, and he's small. All the men of your alliance have brought you on your way even to the border. And we talk about Britain and America and the NATO alliance. They're the ones that support Esau, Edom, who claim to be Jews, who claim to be Israel. The men who are at peace with you have deceived you and prevail against you. Friends who eat your bread lay a snare under you. There is no understanding in him. So we know that Esau have a lot of enemies. They call it anti-Semitism. Won't I in that day, says Yah, destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mountain of Esau? Your mighty men, Teman, will be dismayed to the end that everyone may be cut off from the mountain of Esau by slaughter for the violence done to your brother Jacob. And what violence was done to his brother Jacob? Was it the transatlantic slave trade? Maybe. I think that's what Yah has in mind. Because a lot of Edomite ships, they finance slavery. Shame will cover you, and you'll be cut off forever. How long is forever? And you don't want to be cut off from the Most High forever, right? What will be to you if you're cut off from the Most High forever, right?
Yes, indeed.
In the day that you stood on the other side, in the day that strangers carried away his substance, whose substance? Jacob's substance. And foreigners entered into his gates up into the day we're speaking right now. There's foreigners in our gates and cast lights for Jerusalem. Donald Trump said Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. He's a foreigner. How can you declare that? You don't even belong to that land. Even you were like one of them. Yes, yeah, so our brother Esau has made alliance with our enemies. And they just like one of them. You can't even tell the difference. But don't look down on your brother. But don't look down on your brother, day of his disaster. Is that what we're supposed to do when our brother's in disaster, look down on him?
Mm-hmm.
And don't rejoice over the children of Yehuda in a day of their destruction. Because Yah was going to destroy Judah for the things that we did. But Esau wasn't supposed to be gloating and celebrating, and he's supposed to be trying to help us. We his brother. Don't speak proudly in the day of his distress. Don't enter into the gate of my people, which they've done in the day of their calamity. And they've taken over our land. Not only did they enter into the gate, they've taken it over and claimed that it's theirs. Don't look down on their affliction in the day of their calamity. And when Esau's calamity comes, it's the same instruction for us. Don't look down on Esau's calamity. Don't look down on his affliction. Even though he did it to us, we can't do it to him. Neither seize their wealth on the day of their calamity, which he did. Esau took our wealth. Our big brother took our wealth. You're down. The enemy got y'all. I'm celebrating. Now I got what belongs to me. And that was in his mind. Don't stand at the crossroads to cut off those of his who escaped, which is what he did. Don't deliver up those of his who remain in the day of distress, which he still does today. For the day of Yahweh is near. All the nations, for the day of Yahweh is near for all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Right? We say you reap what you sow. We call it karma. Your deeds will return upon your own head, for as you have drunk on my holy mountain, which they're doing today, and will be as though they had not been. I'm sorry. For you have drunk on my holy mountain, so be all the nations who could drink continually. Yeah. They're sapping our power. They're taking our blessings, and they're celebrating because they have us in derision under their power, under affliction. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so will all the nations drink continually. Yes, they will drink, swallow down, and will be as though they had not been. But in Mount Zion, we know Mount Zion, right? That's where Yah wants to dwell forever, in the midst of his people. And what he says about Mount Zion, there will be those that escape. Who's escaping? His people that have been under oppression and captivity. And it will be holy, the people that escape and make it back. The house of Jacob will possess their possessions. No longer will our big brother Esau be fronting like he's us. We're going to take back our possessions, which we've been denied for hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. So y'all going to do some miraculous things with our people, even though we're under affliction and oppression. He said he's going to set us on fire. What does that mean? We don't even know. The house of Jacob will be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. So when the house of Jacob become a fire and the house of Joseph a flame, it's going to affect the house of Esau because he's going to burn when that fire burns in the Most High's people. They will burn among them and devour them. There will not be any remembering remaining to the house of Esau. So our brother Esau is in trouble. Indeed, Yah has spoken. And we know when Yah speak, that's when things happen. Yah said, let there be light. He said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. So when Yah speaks, we know it's going to happen. Those of the south will possess the mountain of Esau, and those of the lowland, the Philistines. They will possess the fields of Ephraim and the fields of Samaria. Benjamin will possess Gilead, the captives of this army of the children of Israel, who are among the Canaanites, will possess even to Zarephath, and the captives of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad. All right? That word Sepharad, you got Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardim. This is where they get that name from. Sepharad. So if you heard the term Ashkenazi Jews and Sephardic Jews, this is where they get that term from. Sepharad. Will possess the cities of Negev. And when Yah talks about Sepharad, he's talking about the real children of Israel, not the Ashkenaz. Saviors. That word saviors is pluralized. People in Christianity think that there's only one savior. Any saviors that Yah is talking about are more than likely the Levites. He says saviors will go up on Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will be Yah's. This is the fifth kingdom after the demise of the fourth kingdom, which he said will be iron and clay. So a lot to be gleaned, because we know that Esau is very prominent in this fourth kingdom. As a matter of fact, if you look at the charts, who were the prophets in Israel? What was their timeline? They will show you the prophet Daniel, and then they will show you the Greco-Roman Empire. And when they show you the Roman Empire, they will show you Edom's name across the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm. That was beautiful, Dr. M.
Yes, sir.
That was beautiful. I just sit back and relax because of the fact you were doing such a fabulous job. I thought it would be therapeutic for you to bring it on. And it was. It is therapeutic for you. And the Most High works in mysterious ways. You did a wonderful job. I don't have to do nothing.
That's it.
I do you a favor. I do you a favor. Yes.
You was there that whole time, me thinking that you was cut off, and you sitting there like a bug in the rug, and you ain't say nothing.
Yeah, I didn't say nothing.
All right, now.
Hey, look here. I mean, I came on probably at the juncture, probably at about one quarter of your completion of your study?
Yes.
Yes. Why break up a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't let us know that you was on the air because we was worried about you. Because the ABC girls had got you.
I made my presence known when you got finished. Praise God. Like I said, you were doing such a fabulous job. Why mess up a good thing?
Yeah, you got to fill the void. You know what I'm saying?
I apologize. Next time of day, I get kicked out. But I'm not going to stop a good thing.
At least let us know you're back in action.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back in action, y'all. My bad.
Yeah.
Praise y'all. God, you
did
a wonderful
job. You know what I'm going to do, y'all, Sue?
What's that?
I'm going to let you read the song.
It's all good.
And I will read of the Psalm of King David. All right.
Yep. But you know what? I wanted to say this that so what we're going through, what we just read, that's like y'all saying judgment is near. And he's sick of all they arrogance and holier than thou, they greed and all that. So that part of the punishment, just like you said about Esau and the brother and Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that they, you know, it's like even a warning for us right now. You know, that's how people are behaving right now. They're arrogant. And all thinking that they holier than thou, the ones that's trying to run the country. So
well,
I see a lot in this. But thank you.
You said a mouthful. Because if Kanye West, right?
Uh-huh.
If he came to the elders and sat down and studied with us, he wouldn't be at war with the Edomites or the Jews. The Most High already got it. In this chapter right here, he ain't telling us to go out and fight evil. Most High got them. There's a predestined judgment for them for the things that they've done. And the Most High didn't tell us to go to war with our brother Esau, who calls himself Jews.
Uh-huh.
And Yaqub didn't go to war with him.
No.
Yaqub came to Mahalo. He said ways of... cattle, sheep, and whatever to his brother. Then finally he sent his family, you know, and he said, who folks are y'all? We Yaqub's wife, Rachel and Lee and the little children. You know what I mean? And so how can you fight that? What can you justify treachery against that man? Sent you gifts, then sent his family, then he came along. There was no justification for that.
Yeah.
Y'all so.
Yes. Yes, Cottrell.
You know what they call that?
What's that?
The art of fighting without fighting.
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
He outthought it.
He came to destroy his brother Jacob. And Jacob said, I ain't got nothing but love for you, baby.
And you can't lift your hand, or you shouldn't lift your hand, because that kind of treachery, as I said earlier, before Cottrell brought on our study for today, there's no time to be used treachery that like Edom utilized against us. And so Cottrell is straight on point when he says, Kanye West need to study the Most High Word, need to study the dish we were dumped from and the rock we were hewn from, our ancients. And how they dealt with subject matters, just like Mordecai and Queen Esther, just like the wife maids that delivered our children. You know, they didn't go out with signs and protests. I'm not our lives matter. Sometimes you got to utilize some common sense.
I'm gonna tell you something, y'all.
Yes.
The importance of knowing our history, right?
That's what I'm saying.
We have to know who's who in the world. We don't, our
exactly.
People don't even know that Esau is our brother, do they?
Exactly. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that we've been warring with Esau, our brother, how long have we been warring with Esau? From the time they was born, even before they was born, J. Jacob and Esau was wrestling in their mother's womb, weren't they?
Exactly.
All right, so we know that Jacob, he didn't go toe-to-toe, blow-to-blow. He showed Esau love.
Mm-hmm.
When Esau came out the second time against us, it was when Moses brought the children of Israel by the hand of Yah out of Egypt, right? We fought Amalek, who is Esau. And if Moses didn't hold up his hands, when Moses' hands dropped, our brother Esau was kicking our butt.
Exactly.
They had to pump Moses' hands up in order for us to get the battle, the victory over our brother Esau.
Exactly.
And we ain't got no Moses in this team right now. So the Most High didn't tell us to go to war with our brother Esau. He didn't tell us to do that.
No, he didn't. And one brother like Kanye West running his mouth off, where he don't have the intel, is not going to do much either.
And what he's saying, when he intensifies the war for us as a people, we're not prepared to fight against our brother. He got resources. Esau is in the bad places of the earth. And you see how they shut Kanye West down. He went from being a billionaire. They saying he only got $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just goes to show you, studying your history and his historical content, how our ancestors utilized themselves and how they comported themselves under the auspices of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, not leaning to one's own understanding. It's the only way you're gonna do this. You're not going to do it any other way. Follow the rock you were hewn from, Jakub, Mordecai, Queen Esther, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, King Solomon, King Dawood, the midwives, Miriam, Aaron, Moses, Yasu, Caleb, Deborah, and so on and so forth. Yeah, you got to know this history.
Zephaniah, Habakkuk, Nahum, Malachi. Also, I sent us people that gave us the message.
Right, and you can follow their example. And you can follow their example, Cartrell. These people that were following the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You follow their example. You can't go. You won't go wrong. But if you follow some newfound example that you think is going to work for you, just stop it, please. It's not going to work for you. It's going to work on you. It may get you killed. All right, Katya. Thank you, brother, for taking up for Yom Suf when Yom Suf was not on for a short time. Yeah, I enjoyed that study. I was sitting over here meditating and being reflective. All right, y'all. Thank you, Katya. May the Most High bless you. Let's turn to chapter 134. Am I right, Sister Avia?
Yes, indeed. On point.
You see, I keep up of the psalm, the songs, which we call them, short, quick, and sweet, straight to the point, just like that other chapter of Obadiah. This is short, straight to the point. It says, this is what we should be doing. Behold, bless the Elohim, all you servants of the Elohim, all you servants, all of
Stop.
Us. Bless you. Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Okay.
What did we just read?
And Obadiah?
Yes.
Well,
what does his name mean?
The word bless.
Obadiah, what does his name mean?
Oh, servant of the Most High.
He was one, right?
Right.
But how many servants did Yah have? Are we all servants of Yah?
All of us. Servants.
So all of our names should be Obadiah.
Right, and we should be blessing the Elohim.
Huh?
And we should be blessing all of us, the Elohim.
So look how synchronized it is. We just read about the servant of Yah, and now we had a Proverbs that's telling us what? Praise Yah. Who?
All of us.
All servants of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
All exactly. The Obadiahs out there, all the Obadiahs out there,
uh-huh.
Is Yah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Praise Yah.
That's it for Anthony,
bro. You better believe it, at his best. And it says, who by night stand in the house of the Elohim. Lift up your hands in the sanctuaries, talking about the Levites, and bless the and those are going through. The Elohim who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion and Jerusalem and anywhere else, but most importantly, Zion. Praise Yah. Short, quick, and sweet, straight to the point, synchronized with Obadiah. We're all servants of the Most High. It's not Katriel's job alone to praise and bless the Most High, Aviyah, or Yom Su. It's all our responsibility. So you up at, you get up midnight, get up 2 o'clock in the morning, take the opportunity to praise and bless the Most High. If you're getting up going to the restroom, take a moment to praise and bless the Most High. You get up in the morning, praise and bless the Most High. When things come against you, praise and bless the Most High, because therein lies your solution to all your answers. I got up this morning. I got up because I was troubled. Around about 2:30, the wife said, "You okay?" I said, "No, I got to pray." I said, "I got to make a difficult decision. I need the Most High help." And so I praised and blessed the Most High, and I prayed. And that's the decision I had to come to. And so you have to do that with any decision you have to do, great or small. Praise and bless the Most High and ask for his counsel.
You know, a lot of people's problem is they have too much pride. They think they're doing everything on their own, and they're forgetting where their blessings come from, where their life comes from. They try to take everything in their hand, and they don't do nothing like what you just mentioned, which we all mm-hmm. should do. Pray to Yah for help with the solution. Study just like we study, you'll get the solution.
Exactly.
And be humble, most of all, and go to Yah for help, for all your help.
Yes, because the decision I had to make today was a difficult one for me. I took no pleasure and still take no pleasure. But some of the most difficult decisions are some of the most light decisions are all of decisions, all your difficult decisions, all your small decisions. My advice to you is to go to the Elohim and put it in his hand, ask for his wisdom and understanding. What would he counsel you? You won't go wrong. It's just difficult. But you won't go wrong. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah.
I bet you don't know what y'all missed in this brief, short, and sweet song.
Show what we missed, my brother.
Where does y'all bless us from?
Okay. He blesses from Zion.
Yeah.
The blessings come from where?
Bless you from Zion.
Not heaven?
No.
No.
Because no. Think that the blessing of Yah come from where?
Zion.
No. We know that the blessings come from Zion.
Right.
Christians think that blessings come from heaven.
Damn. Well, yes. For some of them, of course, some of them think it come from on a rock.
That blessings come from where?
Most people think they made their own blessings.
Yeah.
So the fact that we know that blessings come from where?
Yeah.
Zion, the Elohim.
If the blessings are coming from Zion, how close is that? Are we waiting for Yah to come, or is Yah already here?
He's already here.
Mm-hmm. Blessings come from Zion. They're not coming from heaven. Because it might take a while coming from heaven. If Yah is already in Zion, trust me, the blessings are already here. You
exactly.
just got to be tuned in, tuned up, and connected in order to receive the blessings from the Creator
exactly.
who brought all this stuff into existence.
Exactly. Exactly.
Blessings come from Zion. If you know where Zion is, you're in trouble.
Exactly.
Zion's on earth. It's not in the heavens. What do you say? May Yah bless you from where? Zion.
Zion.
Even he who made heaven and earth. Don't say blessings come from heaven. Blessings come from Zion.
Mm-hmm. Praise Yah.
And Zion is our land.
Yep.
That's what you're trying to get back to.
Exactly. Thank you, Cartrell, for pointing it out. We needed that. We needed sharpening on that point. And let's stay sharp. Bless and praise the name of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. I want to thank the Most High for the studies today. I want to thank the Most High for Sister Avia. I want to thank the Most High for Brother Cartier. I want to thank the Most High for you fellow students who love the Most High with all your heart and strength, who's trying to get it right, trying to do better. Keep doing it. Keep coming back and studying. You'll get better. In all its redundancy, you'll get better. That being said, we are getting ready to get out of here. Cartier, Sister Avia, do you have any closing comments, a blessing for the Most High, and so on and so forth? Or good night.
I'm just going to say, people, humble yourselves and realize where the true blessings come from. Never think you're better than the other. Always reach out and love one another as Yah loved us and given us chances. Learn to forgive others also as well. And stay prayed up and keep praising Yah. So shalom and good night.
Yes, what Sister Abby out there? Forgive. But that be, you can't keep turning the other cheek. Cartrell?
Yes, my brother. The hot topic for today is Kanye West. He's our brother. And like Muhammad Ali said, all of our people are scarred. The richest of us to the poorest of us. And I pray that the Most High puts his protection, sends his guardian angels out in behalf of the brother and his family, that the Most High will cause him to come back home so he can truly help his people rise up in truth in his service to the Most High Yah. And not just Kanye West, every celebrity that's out there that wakes up, we pray that they come back home, learn about themselves, and speak from the foundation of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that the Most High has given us and our ancient fathers. And that they speak from that basis and not from some YouTube education that they've gotten. Because this is too important.
Katrina, you taught me off guard.
I'm not trying to be funny because this is really serious.
Right.
Right? What we're studying right. is really serious. It's as serious as cancer. Your life, exactly. your soul depends on it. We just pray and hope that the brother comes home, that all these celebrities come home and truly help their people. We want to support them, but they have to want to support us too. And Yah's truth, Yah's word, Yah's understanding. We ain't just chasing people out there who just say what we like to hear. They have to be true about what they say. Like the Most I say, all your heart, all your soul, all your might, not 70-30, not 50-40, not 50-50. We know what it is, right? 100%. So we try to give 100% to Yah. We pray and hope that those that the Most High is blessed to be on celebrity level come back home and then really help their people. So I love Yah Yisrael. The Most High bless y'all. Help the nation. Visit Yah will gather us. Yah will gather that us so we can give glory and praise to the Most High. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night.
Before you close out, Yang Su, Brother Yang Su, why don't you let all the students, let the people know where you're going tomorrow.
Where am I going tomorrow? Okay. You know, my thinking slow, Katya. I'm still on Katya on top of the YouTube. Okay, y'all, we're going to be studying in the book of Jonah, and first chapter. Be ready, be prepared, okay?
Now you're done.
All right. So, Sahuti, we love you. Brother Katya, we love you too. Fellow students,
we love Sister Adria too.
Sister who? Oh, okay. Now, I told you about thinkable. You know what's in my mind when I was...
I'm just kidding with you.
Yeah, I love you too.
We love our sister Yehudi. We know she's going through some problems.
Yeah, we love her too.
Ain't nothing but love for our sister Yehudi. We all going through problems. Sometimes sisters and brothers butt heads, and it's only natural. Trust me, my sister's name was Idina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me talk about my mother, Sergeant Mom. But my sister was Sergeant Prescott. She the one with the cigar in her mouth, my sister.
Oh. She
Sergeant
was
Prescott and Sergeant Mom. She was the deal with both of them.
Well, we are family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we are family.
If you know what family is, we butt heads in family. Trust me.
Exactly. And if you've been in a big family, and I got 13 brothers and 5 sisters, so you know how that goes. If you've been in a big family, I didn't have to bump too many heads. I bumped heads because I was one of the oldest. But even if you see it. Brothers and sisters of mine, they got on my behind too. So, and I deserved it, truth be told. I deserved the correction.
And a wise man, guess what?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
He can withstand with rebuke. If you see something wrong with me that I can't see in myself, I want to know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, because we can work it out. And I'm just like you, Katria. You see me, and you got evidence of what you're saying, not speculation. But if you have evidence against Yum Soup, bring the Yum Soup. I ain't got no problem with it. I don't argue with the truth. I said, okay, I hear you. I see what you're saying. And you got the evidence? Show me the evidence. Okay, on that day, I did this. On that day, I did that. But don't come in with this talking, and you ain't got no evidence. I don't hear that, okay?
And Yum Soup, listen. We've been on this show for a while, and there's been a couple of times where I had to, show you where the truth was.
Right.
You ain't butt heads with me. You accepted what I was showing you.
That's what I do, and that's certain things I've said to you, Cartrell. And you said, "Hey, nigga, don't be talking to me like that, nigga. I got to go." I said, "Okay, Cartrell, I hear you, bro. I see what you're saying. Okay." I ain't got time for that. I'm trying to get right. I ain't trying to be righter than anybody else. I'm just trying to get right. And I appreciate being sharpening. And I hope there's appreciation for me trying to help sharpen you both and you fellow students out there.
That's what it means to be humble and accept correction.
Well, we can work it out.
Everybody will do that.
But I can't make you work it out. But if you want it, you humble yourself, we can work it out.
And I saw some, I'm an NBA fan, and you know Giannis Antetokounmpo, right?
Yes, I think I heard of him.
He played for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
And his brother's on the same team.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
His brother was wiping the boogers out of his nose, and only a brother would do that.
Only a brother. So if
Trust
you want
me.
Your boogers wiped out your nose, you better. We love y'all. We love y'all. May the Most High bless y'all. Shalom. Good night. Katriel, Sister Avia.
Shalom. Good night, everyone.
Love y'all.
We love y'all.
Most High bless the people. Shalom and good night.
Yes, we can. We're going to work it out. We love you. Yeah, they took control of my mechanisms. I can't even close up with them. They got me coming on all
the again.
They took control of everything. I had a beautiful song to share with y'all. They took control of everything.
Wow.
So, but they didn't take control of our love for you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
No music?
Mm-hmm.
No good song?
Yeah, they took control of everything.